So, Scott, mate, I mean, just how much does it mean to be the champion? I mean, it must be a great feeling.
Yeah, it is. It's really good. And at the minute, it's really strange. The phone's not stopped for the last couple of days now, and I've just got a bottom of all my text messages, and I'm just sorting the emails out now.
It's been quite a dramatic victory for you as well, because in some of them games you've come from behind, you showed real steel and determination to get the wins. And I mean, it must make the victory in the end all that bit sweeter.
Yeah, my second game, 3-0 down to Gert De Vos. And I didn't feel I was doing a lot wrong. And sometimes, you know, you just got to just dig in and stick in there a little bit. And that was great to come back from 3-0 down with the next four sets to get through. And then that brought on another epic game then with Glenn Durant. And yeah, again, 4-2 down in sets, and won the next three as well, just to get through to the semi-finals then.
And when you looked at it, you went into the final against Jeff Smith, who was unseeded, but obviously so many seeds were being knocked out. You mustn't have taken him lightly.
Oh, no. You can never take any match lightly. You've just got to go in there. You've got to prepare yourself as best you can. And then just hope that everything works out in your favour. And for me, I believe that I did sort my preparation out and everything, and it just went to prove then by going ahead and winning the final game.
Scott, when it comes to a final like that, talk me through your preparations on the day.
So, we know the final's not going to start till nearly 6 o'clock. So, basically, get up, have his breakfast, come back, have a quick shower, and then we went down to the local working men's club for a couple of hours down there. I met all my friends that were coming over. So I dished out all their tickets for the game. And then it's just a matter of me going back then, sorting myself out for the night session. And then, you know, just trying to focus on the job ahead. Because everybody else is out there just to have fun, like all your friends that come up. And you just got to try and get away from that a little bit, because at the end of the day, you've got some more work to do there. You know, you've made it to the final, and now you've got to try your best to try and get it won.
Now, you mentioned about the working men's club there, Scott. When you go, do you go anywhere near the dartboard at that stage, or are you so focused on the night starts that that's the last thing you'd want to do?
No. So the afternoon is just a bit of a laugh and a joke with my mates. We just play some silly games, and that's just to loosen your arm up more than anything else. Win or lose, just a little bit of fun in the afternoon, and that just breaks the day up as well. It's no good just trying to throw up the dartboard and, you know, use all your concentration and everything else up before you actually get on that big stage for the final game.
And when you looked at it, being at the Lakeside, just what's it been like that week? I know afterwards you said how great it was, but now reflecting on it, just how much did the fans help you?
The fans, the crowds, were absolutely brilliant. Without actually going there and standing on that Lakeside stage, which is absolutely phenomenal, you'll never ever experience what we experience up there, and it is absolutely brilliant. And without the crowds this week, you know, you won't get the same atmosphere anywhere. It is that good.
And when you look at it, a year ago you had shoulder surgery. I mean, how bad was the surgery in terms of afterwards? Did you think that you might not be playing darts at this level again?
Certainly. I've never given up hope. So like when I was having the surgery and everything else, because I was really nervous about doing it. So at the time when I got my dates through, I had surgery on my birthday as well, which was quite strange. I didn't get to celebrate my birthday neither. But maybe 6 weeks after, then you can start to use your shoulder again and your arm properly. And you could see then that I could still play darts, even though they were a bit all over. And then it's just a matter of you putting a few hours in, building your muscles back up in your shoulder and putting the practice back in.
And when you look at it, you said it on stage that you would be returning next year. Is that definitely going to be the plan to defend your title?
At the minute, yeah, definitely. I can't see anything else changing at the minute. but you never know. Like I say, I'm halfway through my emails now, and my phone's just not stopped for the last 2 days. So you never know what's in the future. But hopefully we're back at Lakeside to defend the title next year.
And I don't really want to bring this up, but the last time you won the title, you came back to the Lakeside and you lost in the first round straight after. Obviously, that must play a part in the fact that you want to defend your title next year.
It's so difficult getting back up on that stage because everybody thinks because you're world champion, you should be the favourite, and it's not necessarily the truth. There's so many good players that participate in the world championship. And if you get one of them on the good day, you know, they can all throw darts. And if you're having a bit of an off day, they're going to take advantage of you straight away. And to start with, it's only first of three sets. So it's over in no time, really. So, for instance, if Gert De Vos had got me first game, I'd have been out 3-0.
And Scott, just quickly, just to change subject slightly, when you're maybe relaxing away from the darts and things, are you much of a football fan? Do you ever go and watch Huddersfield Town or anything, Scott?
We did actually go a couple of times to watch Huddersfield last year, yeah. And we went down to watch the rugby as well. But we don't get that much time off to be able to do it. It's going to be really hectic this year. But yeah, it'd be nice to go and watch a couple of games.
Scott, what do you make of the Wagner revolution that's going on with the Terriers at the moment?
Well, they need a little bit of luck, don't they, at the minute. Things haven't been going too great, and the start of the season started off really, really poor. So it's nice to see him string a few wins together for the change.
And Scott, then finally, looking at 2016, obviously it's been a great start to the year. Just what do you want to achieve for the rest of it?
All I'm going to do is I'm going to go to as many competitions as I've got down on my calendar. And if I can win a few of them this year, then so be it, it'll be good. But we've got quite a fair few major competitions coming up, some new ones. So we're going to focus more on them and see if we can get some of them won. And then hopefully we'll go back to Lakeside, and then, you know, if I get a chance to win it again, it would be good to try and win two on the bounce. It would be.